broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great, good day to you. We've got two major championships underway this weekend, the Ricoh Women's British and the PGA Championship. With the Ryder Cup and the Olympics and the FedEx Cup still ahead of us in 2016, at the end of July, right, this is the last weekend in July, we're playing the final major of 2016 on the PGA Tour. The Evian is still to come on the LPGA. The PGA of America favors some of the most iconic golf courses to hold its major championships. Baltusrol, where this year's PGA Championship is, it's in its third day. It was founded in 121 years ago. In 1985, Baltusrol became the first club to have hosted both the U.S. Open and the Women's U.S. Open on its two different golf courses. Both courses were originally designed by A.W. Tillinghast in 1918. The club was founded in 1895, and they had a barn for their clubhouse in the beginning. Well, Golf Channel's travel editor Matt Janella will talk with us about the course. We're going to start the show with Master PGA Claude Brousseau after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Hoi Pu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Hoi Pu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. The Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant, beautiful juicy steak, excellent seared futukake ahi, excellent wine selection by the bottle or the glass. Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant, with a beautiful view from the 36th floor of the Ala Moana Hotel, valet parking, and Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. By Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, and Aim Point Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Liliha Bakery, Danielle's favorite. Always perfect breakfast, lunch, and or dinner is Liliha Bakery. At the counter or at a table, feel at home with friends. Great food and a delight from the bakery to take home. Like old times at Liliha Bakery. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing.
And let's tune right into Claude Brousseau, the PGA Master Professional. You know, I thought with the PGA Championship, this is a celebration of the PGAs of America, the Professional Golfer Association members. And there are men and women, but the men play the PGA Championship. And 20 of the PGAs, like Claude Brousseau, can qualify to play in this major championship. Director of Instruction, Coaching, and Player Development at Ko'olina, Golf Channel Academy Lead Coach, Vision 54 Coach, Aim Point Certified. You see why you should take a lesson with Claude Brousseau. He covers all the bases. Good morning, Claude.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent day. Oh, we've got a little bit of rain. It looks like it's going to be sunny and hot with the trade winds blowing. Couldn't ask for a better day to play a round of golf. And I was just going through everything. Have you ever thought of playing, Claude, in the PGA Championship?
I have to say yes, it crossed my mind. I said, wow, that will be a good challenge to, you know, prepare for. And I'm so proud to be a PGA of America. And my hat is lifted for those guys who find the time to get their game to a great level, to experience to play in a major. The good thing is all the PGA of America can put that on what I will say their bucket list, either if you are, you know, PGA, or they even do that with the senior PGA. So.
Yeah, absolutely. What most majors, and I say the three others, you have the amateurs who've qualified, right? You don't have to be a professional. But there are no amateurs in the PGA Championship. if anything, the quote-unquote amateurs, the guys that, you know, you wouldn't expect to make it into a major championship, are these PGA professionals who work, as you said, you've got to have a lot of time to do this, because I'm playing at the level of our top 250 in the world is an extraordinary accomplishment, dedication, hard work that you put in day after day. And our PGAs are, they're working. They're trying to make a living. So yeah. It takes that dedication. When you were checking out this PGA championship, what are some of the things that really caught your eye?
What caught my eye is how good the PGA Tour players are. Just to put that in perspective, last year, the best PGA club pro was Brian Gaffney, and he was the first one to make the cut since 2011. Okay? And then, just to make things in perspective, Jason Day, who won last year, beat him by 25 shots.
Ouch. So,
meaning, of course, the PGA golf pro are there to promote the game. Their main goal is we are the leader in the business of golf and enjoyment of the golf for the ladies, the junior, the men who love the game and want to get better at it. I mean, there is so many different aspect of this profession that I would encourage young men and women to become PGA, because there is, you could be teaching the game. That's kind of what we, most of us get in this game because we love it. And that's a big aspect if you become a teacher. But you can also become a general manager of facility. You can be a rule official. We saw with the situation with Jordan Spieth, how important it is to apply the rule. Sometimes they're a little bit complicated, so you can specialize in that. You could be a tournament operation. We saw how important it is with the, I don't know if you were aware of that little glitch with the pin placement on Friday on hole number 10. You see, when you what happened there is that the players receive a pin placement, so the players know exactly where the hole is on each green, mm-hmm. and it makes a big difference at that level because they can decide to go either close to it or play safer. So on the number 10 on Friday, the first pin placement sheet they give the players, it was wrong. The pin on that sheet was 4 steps to the left and 21 deep, but the pin was really 5 right and 19 deep. So if you want to be a tournament operator as a PGA, the details are extremely important. You can go in merchandising. If you love fashion, you can go in food and beverage operation, and you can even travel the world, because this great game is played all over the world. Some PGA member gets specialized on organizing trip for golfer like you and your listener to experience the best golf course in the world.
Yeah, so you can be a touring professional by taking people on tours without being actually a PGA Tour professional. Some of the things you've just mentioned, I want to backtrack.
Okay.
Rory McIlroy said something that really upset a lot of people during the Open when he said that his job isn't to grow the game. His job is to be an excellent golfer. He grew up, and some people criticized him while others said, you know, he's right. You know, when you get older, you can get into the growing of the game. And I think it was Jack Nicklaus who said this. You know, but of course we're going to grow the game when we get older. At Rory McIlroy, Jason Day's age, Bubba Watson, they give a lot back to the game. But really, they're into growing the game by showing people what you can accomplish, not by telling people to go out and try this move or you know, whatever it happens to be. So it's
my take on that, Danielle, is exactly in the same line that you're going now. I mean, his main focus is not growing the game, because what he's doing is making a living playing golf. And when you play at that level, they all want to be remembered as major winners, and what count is winning tournaments. But now that I've said that, they are anyway growing the game tremendously. Just think of what Arnold Palmer did in, you know, when he was the first one, I think, to go overseas and play in the British. What did it do for the game in this country? And it grew the game. So they grow the game because kids really identify themselves with these great players, Rory, Jason Day, all the new generation, because we all been young at one time, and we are the one who are growing the game. Tiger, remember what Tiger, look what Annika did, look what Lydia Ko is doing right now. Even if their primary goal is not growing the game, they are really growing the game.
Absolutely. Tiger was probably one of the most unapproachable people on the PGA Tour, but he had a phenomenal impact on the number of people who decided to go out and get that driver and try play that shot or do whatever it was Tiger Woods was accomplishing, even though they didn't, you know. I mean, if the top PGA, who in many cases, they've wanted to become touring professionals, and then they discovered that that wasn't something that they were going to be able to earn a living at. So instead, they went out and became PGAs.
Exactly. But at the same time, you know, it comes down also to your motivation. Why are you in this game? Some people want to be a player. Some don't like competition. And that's why this business is so great. Some people realize, competition is not for me, but teaching is for me. Or I don't really like teaching because my personality, let's say, is more I like the rules. I like to organize tournaments. Oh, so that's why a lot of the people who go in the PGA, the common denominator will be they love golf and they want to share that passion about how golf can transform your life. The PGA of America this year is celebrating its 100th anniversary, and they did something fantastic. It's called Thanks a PGA Pro. There is a website. It's thxpgapro.com. And then if you need inspiration why you should go in this game, either to enjoy it as a player, a recreational player, take that as a hobby, time with your family, or you wonder if you should go in that profession to be on the side of service, the people that come and play. This is so inspirational because you have all kind of people that will say, thanks to this pro because he changed my life. He didn't make me a tour player. The odds of making it on the PGA Tour is about 1 out of 10,000. So most of the people don't go on this game to go on the tour. And so thanks to PGA Pro, it's such a great website to inspire people to get in this game.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the rules. On Jordan Spieth's ruling, when he there was water on the cart path, and he wasn't supposed to be standing in the water, no standing water, And he was able to take a drop. He took many drops because it was a cart path and getting the ball out of the water and then finding the right position. When they broke it down on Golf Channel later on, they said if he'd known the rules even better, he could have actually moved that ball by one ruling after another ruling after another ruling, because his toes were almost in the water. So he could have said, okay, I need relief from being in the standing water. So eventually he could have gotten to the point where he would have been in line of sight with the hole that he was going for. It's just interesting when you talk about knowing the rules, taking advantage of the rules. That's why it's so important. You can actually get what looks like a terrible shot back into play.
Correct, correct. So it's knowing the rules. Knowledge is power. So when people say he took advantage of the rule, in the sense that he knew that he could have all the questions, he has all the possible questions, look at all his options, and the rule official was there, so he wanted to make sure that he didn't breach the rule. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the rules are not there to penalize people. That's what the listener and the people who play this game have to understand. The rule is not something negative in golf. It's just he wants to make sure that the field play in the same condition rules-wise, meaning that, okay, the rules apply to everybody. Doesn't matter if you're Jordan Spieth or Daniel Tucker or Claude Brousseau or anybody who plays in the tournament, the rules are the same. The fact that you know them, though, sometime, like I said, the fact that you know it's power, so you know your options.
Do you think they're too complicated?
I think for the they're very complicated because it's not only the reading of them, but it's the interpretation of them that make it also difficult.
That's why the rules book is small, something that you can put in the pocket of your golf bag. The decisions book weighs a ton.
Exactly. But here's my say on that. We have to play by the rule when we are in competition.
Absolutely. Yes.
It's essential.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, if you go out on this weekend, it's a gorgeous day in Hawaii right now, and then you just go and have fun with your friends. I mean, it's about having fun. It's about some of the people I coach, and they say, Claude, I don't even keep score. I want to go there, have fun today, because I'm not in competition.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. You've got some great programs. I was just going over them. The Power Driving Session, Master the Bunker, Bye-Bye Three Putts, Aim Point Express, Wedges, Wizard to Win. And all of these are on Saturdays, and they're coming up at Ko'olina, and 2 hours of instruction for $99. That's an excellent price.
Yes. The idea here, quite often we hear that people don't take lesson because the price is too high. So our concern here at Ko'olina Golf Academy, the Golf Channel Academy in the state of Hawaii, we want to make golf lesson affordable for people because it's a fact. If you play better, you play more often, you have more fun. So it's a win-win situation for everybody. So those sessions that you were talking about, it's very good. Let's say you took some lesson and you're struggling with one aspect of your game. You say, well, I would like to hit my drive further. So for 2 hours of instruction, it's a small group setting, and it's only $99. And the Wedge Wizard to Win, that's a new session I put on because people need to really realize that even if you strike the ball awesome, just look at Rory this week, you need to be able, when you miss the green, to save par, or for the listener, maybe, okay, just avoiding big number and make a bogey.
Yes, and wedges are so important to getting it on the green where you want it to be, and we're going to be talking wedges in a little bit. The Master the Bunker, you have this, it's 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, August 13th.
Yes.
Can you take 1 hour, or is that a 2 hour?
No, the Master the Bunker is 1 hour, because I think that the people, after an hour in the bunker, they will have the fundamental to do it, and then because we keep saying it, but if you ever experience that Master the Bunker with me, you will really understand and experience why it's the easiest shot in golf.
Did you just say it's the easiest shot, which is why it's not such a bad place for a PGA Tour professional to end up?
Exactly, because when you know the fundamental of it, it's the easiest shot in golf just for a couple of reasons. The main reason is the club face doesn't contact the ball. So your goal is just throwing some sand onto the green, and I make that image for the people is how I teach it. I get the people outside of the bunker first, and I make a little pile of sand, and then I just ask them, if your task was just make this little pile of sand disappearing and flying towards the green, how stressed out would you be? Everybody says, Claude, are you serious? This is easy to do. And they do it very well. And then now, here's what I tell them. Let's move to Las Vegas. There is maybe an optical illusion that this morning we'll have the biggest grain of sand yellow. You heard how I call the thing that I'm put on that little pile of sand? And now your job is just making this pile of sand disappear. And then they swing, and then the ball flies to the green, and they look at me like, that's it. I say, yes, that's the bunker play.
That's the new exciting programs at Ko'olina Golf Academy, Golf Channel Academy, Claude Brousseau, Master PGA. And those are on Saturday, August 13th, Sunday, August 14th. And the Wedges Wizard to Win is Saturday, August 20th. Where should they, what number do they call to get more information?
Okay, they can call the direct number here at the Academy to get more information on that. And it's 808-686-9064.
That's 808-686-9064. Excellent. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, thanks so much for being on the show this morning.
Oh, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Danielle.
Thank you.
Aloha,
Claude. We're going to come back and talk with Matt Janella, Golf Channel's travel insider, about Baltusrol and where the women are playing in the UK. It's not a Lynx course. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The Signature, Prime Steak and Seafood.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Claude Brousseau's giving that Aimpoint Express class on Sunday, August 14th. You may want to get in touch with him at 686-9064. I know that's the class that Rory McIlroy may want to think about taking. The poor guy was striking the ball beautifully. He just couldn't get it into the cup. And talk about drive for show and putt for dough. That summed up Rory McIlroy's 2 days at the PGA Championship because he did not make it to the weekend. Let's bring in Matt Janella, Golf Channel's Travel Insider co-host, Morning Drive. His reviews are at golfadvisor.com. Welcome, Matt.
Hi, Danielle. Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Good morning to you. Is it afternoon already where you are?
It is, yeah. We're well into the afternoon, but, you know, I think forever my heart is on Hawaii time.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And speaking of your heart, there's been a big change in your life. Congratulations. She said yes. Awesome.
I know. After a long and extensive search, I have found the one.
Oh,
and
yes.
Turns out, you know, she said yes. It's time to grow up, I think.
Oh, you're going to grow up? I don't know.
Let's not get too crazy.
Yes,
maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe we'll grow up, yeah.
Exactly, because watching Matty G on Golf Channel, I mean, he's all over the place. He's allowing someone to hit the ball off the tee, and the tee is in his mouth. Man,
yeah,
is she going to let you do that from, you know, hello?
No. No, she was not impressed. That was not my smartest move ever. Tim Burke, the world long drive champion, hit a ball 340 yards that was teed up in my mouth. And, you know, people are like, oh, did it hurt your teeth? It didn't really hurt my teeth because I wasn't holding the tee very tightly. But my lips felt, for about an hour and a half, my lips felt like the feeling you have when you're driving home from the dentist and your numbness is wearing off and it starts, like, you know, tingling. It was that way for an hour and a half. He promised me he had done it before. He promised he wouldn't hit my face. I didn't know he was going to hit it 340 yards. Afterwards, he told me he had actually never tried it before. And I was like, Tim,
no.
that's not funny, you know?
So you're not going to grow up, but you're not going to do that again.
Exactly. Somewhere in between.
Okay, good. So, Matty G, I was watching you at Baltusrol during the PGA Championship coverage on Golf Channel, and I'm just so impressed with these old courses. I love the feel of a course that's been in ground for a long time. There's nothing quite like that. It's like the earth is speaking to you and all the people who walked along it for a long, long time. And I follow you on Twitter, of course. It's at Matt Janella GC for Golf Channel, at Matt Janella GC. And some of your surveys, I was surprised. A.W. Tillinghast, interesting man, because he took on what we take for granted. He wanted to put two courses on the property.
Yeah, the original owner, it's Lewis Keller, bought it in the late 1800s, bought the 500 acres of farmland. And he had one course, and in one course there, it was the old course, and they thought there might be room to add a second course. And so they had all these plans and architects coming up with ideas, including Seth Rayner, including Donald Ross. But ultimately, he ended up going with Albert Warren Tillinghast, who at that time wasn't really well known. He built a few courses, but wasn't the status of Ross or Rayner, and went with Tillinghast anyway. And Tillinghast, instead of sort of what they were going to do, is break up the old 18 holes and add 9 holes to each 9 and make it two 18 hole courses. Instead, Tillinghast blew up the whole plans and built two courses at the same time. It took them a long time. They had some weather and war issues, but in the end, yeah, it opened in 1922.
I was fascinated that by 1915, it was already one of the most famous courses in the United States, had hosted 5 USGA national championships, and then that was the old course, and then he plowed it under.
I know. Actually, that course had one of the original island greens. They say the first island green lived at the original Baltusrol's old course. And Tillinghast churned that up. He churned it up. And the crazy story is, as legend goes, it's named for a guy named Baltusrol, Baltusroll, who in 1831, he was a farmer, and he was bragging about how much, you know, money he had stashed away on his farmland. Two guys overheard him in a bar or something, came back, dragged him out, beat him up, and ultimately killed him, killed the guy. And so when Keller was originally sort of getting, you know, the deed to the land, he was looking for a name and found this story, and they refer to it as the crime of the century. And so he named it Baltusrol, you know, sort of cut out the last L and combined the two words, and they called it Baltusrol.
Wow.
And they say the ghost of Baltusrol still roams the fairways of Baltusrol. I've never seen him, but that's according to legend, yeah.
Chicken skin. Wow. Okay. So after AW Tillinghast created the upper and lower, and the PGA Championship is being played on the lower, there were people who came along, and of course, it seems to be the same thing over and over again. This course needs to be updated. It needs to be lengthened. And Robert Trent Jones did the fourth hole from 125 to 165 yards, and added that two-tier aspect to the green.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was Robert Trent Jones, or did the...
Yeah. That was senior, yeah. Robert Trent Jones Sr. tweaked that, and people complained it was too hard, and he stepped up and aced it. He goes, it's not too hard. He steps up and aced it. That's according to that story, yeah.
That's that legend. And,
yeah, exactly. And I think Reese Jones made some updates to the length of the golf course at one point. But ultimately, it is pretty much still, you know, Tillinghast's original design.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and the upper course and the lower course, is the upper course not as sophisticated as the lower course they're playing on?
No, actually, I don't know if it's a question of sophistication. I think they're both very much Tillinghast golf courses. They're both challenging. Members actually prefer the upper course.
Mm.
But it is one of those where, as I talked to a couple members this week, one member just described it. He says, hey, when I walk down the steps towards the starter, you can take a left to go to the lower, you take a right to go to the upper, and he always, you don't really make tee times at Baltusrol, you kind of just show up. And when you walk in towards the starter, he says, which one are you playing? And I said, whatever makes it easier on your life. So if the lower's crowded, I'll go play the upper. And he says, I don't care whether he says right or left. And he'll say, okay, go right, go left. He says, either way he goes, I'm perfectly happy. He goes, where else can you find a two-course club like that where you don't care which one you play any day, you're happy either one? So, you know, I think they prefer the upper because it's a little more scoreable, a little more playable, and the lower is a little more challenging, but they generally they like both golf courses.
That's wonderful. Yeah. You also had one of your Twitter surveys. There were a couple this week. Matt Janella is at Matt Janella GC. That's for Golf Channel. The survey that surprised me, both A.W. Tillinghast, one said if you could get a free membership at Baltusrol or Winged Foot, which would you take? Were you surprised that 80% or so said they'd take Winged Foot?
I was surprised, and I was talking to Gary Williams and Charlie Reimer and a few other people about why that would be. What I was told is there's two people who are members at both Winged Foot and Baltusrol. I talked to one of them, and he said he lives in New York, so it's equidistant to Winged Foot and to Baltusrol. Either way, he goes, and he plays 15 or 20 rounds at each one of them each year, and he actually prefers Baltusrol, prefers it as a club experience, prefers the two courses, upper and lower, to west and east at Winged Foot. But he says, you know, we're talking about Miss May versus Miss March. I mean, they're both really good, but, you know, it's not really any, but 80% saying Winged Foot, I think it has to do with the New York factor over the New Jersey factor. It's the only thing I could figure out is, you know what I mean? I guess Winged Foot may carry a little more prestige, although they've both kind of hosted the same amount of major championships. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
It was just funny. It was especially with all the attention being put on this one course and so much TV exposure time. You saw it, you know, wow, that's gorgeous. And then Winged Foot. But you're right. New York, New York, New York.
Yeah.
Right?
I bet that's what it has to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Another survey that I thought was quite telling, because the U.S. Open usually gets so much play at being, you know, the top major that we have. And your Twitter question was, which organization does a better job of setting up a men's major? And the question was the PGA of America or the USGA. And the PGA of America got 78% in a favorable rating over the USGA's 22. Do you think that's a big shift?
No, it's seismic for sure. It's a complete and utter, like in a wrestling move, that's like a complete reversal. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I think, you know, the USGA was rolling right along. And I kind of knew the answer to that Twitter question. I was just curious to what degree people have fallen out of favor with the USGA, given all that's taken place last year with Chambers Bay and now this year with both the men's and women's opens. And it's kind of, I got to be honest with you, Danielle, it's pretty sad. I you know, this is the United States, you know, the United States Golf Association. This is like the governing body of our game in America. And for some reason, in what would seem to be a pretty straightforward, focused, you know, set of responsibilities, I don't, they're not doing a very good job.
No.
And it's sad. And all the things that we're trying to do to grow the game, to think that the governing body of our game is actually making it harder for us to grow the game right now. That is just absurd. You know, they need to be the portrait of accessibility and, you know, and growth and embrace of all things that are the challenges that the golfer faces, you know, and it seems to me that they're doing the opposite. They're from the taking away of the anchoring putter to sort of, looking, you know, keeping their head in the sand on sort of the distance issue that
yes.
is causing golf courses to continue to lengthen, holes and, you know, it for the efforts of sustainability, that's going contrary to what golf needs to be. We need to grow the game and shrink the courses. You know what I'm saying? And USGA is not growing the game, and they're allowing for the lengthening of course. You know, they're facilitating the lengthening of course. So, come on, do something right, please.
Right, and make it so that it's possible for these courses to give you the option to play 3, 9, 7, 12, whatever you want to play. And it seems like
yeah.
we're locked into this, and a lot of it has to do with the length of the golf course.
You can't get a handicap if you're playing around by yourself. Like
yes.
all the things
that they're
doing
yes.
is flying in the face of what we need to be doing to grow the game. So yeah, it's sad.
That was a slap. That thank
yeah.
you for bringing that up, because that's one of those
yeah.
slaps
yeah.
that you just want to forget.
Like, give me a break. Like, you're making it hard, you know, it's hard enough to get people to try and get a handicap anyway, just, you know, and the whole handicap system is a mess, but, you know, whatever. Anyway,
yeah.
On more positive notes, we got a good PGA championship going.
Both, we sure do.
Great course, you know, and the PGA of America does a good job of just making sure that the golfers are the story. That's important.
It's been amazing watching Rory. You know, I just feel really bad with the Ryder Cup coming on pretty soon. Darren Clark is probably saying, could you just come home and work on that putting stroke of yours? Since we really do need you, young man, you know. And
yeah,
and then
yeah.
Jason Day deciding not to show up until Wednesday. And here
yeah.
he is at the top of the leaderboard. Jimmy Walker, Robert Streb, Emiliano Grillo, just amazing. And Henrik Stenson. You watch Henrik,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't that
He's,
be something?
Henrik Stenson, well, you know, the way the schedule is set up this year, we always were saying leading up to the majors, if someone gets hot, you know, you could get out of here with two or three majors, or in this case, it could be two majors and an Olympic gold medal, or it could be two majors and, you know, a star of the Ryder Cup, because you know how these guys, you know how golf is, you can get streaky. And so for a guy like Stenson, and we're seeing it now this week, I wouldn't be surprised for him to shoot another very good round here. He's hot, and Rory's not. You know what I mean? And then, so if you're not, you could be chasing, and that's what Rory was saying, is I keep chasing, I keep running out of opportunities. He's not putting well, and therefore he's out. You know, that his whole season could be summed up by that 18th hole yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's two over. He needs to make birdie. It's a reachable guy. He has a 5-iron into the green. not only does he not make, you know, birdie, he makes bogey. I mean,
yes.
You know, he knocks himself even further out of it. I mean, that in a nutshell is Rory's season so far. It's, you know, in what you think he would be, you know, it would be easy for him, a birdie, at the very least a par, you know, stay in the mix. Hey, he's got a 5-iron and he makes bogey.
Amazing, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Matt Ginola.
With all that talent.
I know. We're going to go to Woburn now. Louine Mayer is standing by. We're going to talk about the women's British. It was interesting that some of the ladies said, gee, we're not on a Lynx course. We're back on parkland. Amazing.
It's always strange when like a Ryder Cup or let's say the Women's British or a Scottish Open is played on something other than, you know, a Lynx course. It's not why we go over there. It's not, you know, it would never be a reason to go over. You know, the one I've played is Loch Lomond, which was really nice. Tom Weisskopf designed, but again, you would never build a trip around, you know, sort of a parkland golf course in the UK. And I always think it's a missed opportunity to continue to showcase, you know, sort of the game as it was meant to be played, especially for a Women's British Open. So yeah. It's odd. It's an odd fit, but you know, it's still golf.
It's still golf, and it's good golf, and there's huge crowds. Matt Ginola, Golf Channel's travel insider, the co-host of Morning Drive. His reviews of all, he does buddy trips. He does romantic trips, which is something that he should, yes. His reviews at golfadvisor.com. Thanks for being on the show, Matty.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too. Aloha.
Bye-bye. Aloha.
We're going to come back and talk with Louine Mayer. She is at Woburn, and all I can see is heads, and it must be nice being inside the ropes and seeing some of the most amazing golf being played. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Liliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JM's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Let's see, 40 yards.
yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Louine Mayer is Global Golf Post's European correspondent, and she's been on the show this summer because it's Scotland, it's the Open, it's now the Women's British, the RICO. Welcome to the show, Louine.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I take it you've looked at our leaderboard. We've got Aria, Jutanagan at the top, 16 under, then Miriam Lee, 14 under, Mo Martin, cutest little golfer. I mean, she's just so precise at 11 under, and then we've got Katrina Matthew from Scotland at 10 under.
Really?
It's interesting.
Yes, go ahead.
It's a mixed, you know, really international leaderboard, and I know it's a pity. I was listening, I mean, that's frankly interesting, your previous chat. It's very interesting, and obviously people coming over from America would be more interested in seeing it on a links or... But the girls that are here, they are loving it, I promise you. Woburn is a fantastic course, and they are enjoying it, I promise you.
Oh, I'm sure they are. And I love the look. And there are three courses, right? There's the Duke, the Duchess, and the Marquesas. And this is a Peter Allis and Company design. And I remember when he was on the show, he was talking about it opening back in 2000. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. It's the home of Charlie Hull. And, oh, what's his name, Ian Poulter?
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
That's right. And Ian Poulter and Charlie Hull have got special car park spaces next to the Duke of Bedford.
Oh, wow.
And the Duke of Bedford owns the place. But, you know, he's pitched this place just right because, you know, it's a wonderful setup they have. It's a sort of multi-purpose, a big, big clubhouse. It's not what you'd think the Duke of Bedford would choose for a clubhouse. You know, they've got kids playing all over it, games of bridge one end, lovely eating areas. It's just a fantastic clubhouse and these three wonderful courses. And I promise you, this championship could have been played on any of them.
On any of the courses, exactly.
The Marquess, the Duke, or the Duchess, yes.
Marquess, thank you. Thank you.
The Marquess, yes.
Yes. I'm looking at some of the amateurs and Leona McGuire. Five birdies, yes, and a bogey is what I saw on her card when I started the show. I haven't been able to see, but she is she's right at the top. She's 10th because, well, there are four people tied for sixth. It's a very tight leaderboard. She's played so well. I believe she's a Curtis Cup three times, and she's her twin. They both signed with Duke to play golf. I'd not known about Leona McGuire before this.
Oh, well, I'll tell you all about Leona McGuire. She's got this, she's absolutely lovely, and she's got this twin sister called Lisa who's caddying for her. And in 2008, it was quite interesting. One of them won the Irish, at the age of 13, this was. One of them won the Irish Ladies Championship, and the other was the runner-up. And then they went to the Girls Championship, and the other one won the girls' championship, and the other one was the runner-up. So it's just amazing. Their careers literally went, you know, hand in hand while they were in Irish junior golf. And they've gone over to Duke, and they've really flourished there because they were very quiet, silent twins. You know, they were just sort of very much together, and they didn't need the company of others. So they were incredibly shy, so much so that the Irish authorities were at one point slightly worried. They thought they were missing out on their childhood. And then one day the Irish president saw them skidding down some sand dunes, and she turned to her friend and said, "They're fine."
That's really good, though, that they even thought about that. Brooke Henderson's sister, doesn't she also caddy for her? That's interesting.
Yes, the older sister. She's the older sister caddying, and Lisa is the older sister by 15 minutes caddying for Leona. Uh-huh. And then I'll give you another interesting one, and that is the girl Miriam Lee. I think she's about 25 or something, but she's got an older sister, I think she's about 10 years older, sort of not padding for her, but looking after her on her golfing travels. And I said yesterday, is your sister, is she like a friend or is she like another mother? she laughed and she said, she's like a father, actually. she said, she tells me to practice and she tells me to stand up straight.
It's wonderful having family around when you have to travel that much. It's actually perfect, isn't it? Aria.
It makes sense, yes.
Yeah, it does make sense. And you have your family with you regardless. Aria Jutanga.
Oh, you've got Lydia Ko. Sorry, that's the other one. Lydia Ko's sister, Sura, is sort of managing her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, she's her older sister. I think she trained as an accountant or something. Worked for the New Zealand Airways, and now she's sort of, Lydia is managed by IMG, but she's sort of looking after her individually, the sister, yes.
Yeah, having somebody in the family keeping an eye on what they're doing at IMG, I think that's a great idea.
Well, I think it's a great idea, because quite often, if it's a sister rather than a parent, you know, the sister seems to know more, possibly, or have a better sense of what the younger sibling needs, you know, in terms of having a bit of fun and not necessarily practicing all the time.
Exactly. You have somebody in your ballpark who actually knows who you are from being child. And Aria, yes. Chutanugarn, her sister Moira, her sister really wants to be where Aria is right now.
Well, that's right. I mean, Mariah was the better of the two. I remember watching them about when Mariah was 14. She played in the Duke of York Young Champions at Dundonald Golf Club. And this is a mixed event, and Mariah won it. And she beat a boy called Tom Lewis, who actually went about a year or so later, was winning on the European Tour. And I remember we interviewed Mariah at the end of it, and wasn't too long into the interview when she said, you know, I've got a younger sister who's better than I am. And that, of course, was Aria. So, you know, that's when we first heard about Aria.
Yeah, so that we've got so many dynamics going on. And, of course, the U.S. fan base would love to see Mo Martin win again. She won in 2014. But Stacey Lewis and Lexi Thompson, kind of our standard bearers. Lexi Thompson as tied for six, one of those in that tied for six group. And Stacey Lewis, she's had a very strange year. For a while, she was dominant. Then she kept coming in second. And then she seemed to be taken by, you know, she's getting married. Is she getting married between this event and going to the Olympics?
Well, she won't have much time.
No.
Running. I mean, I haven't actually spoken to her, but she's certainly playing, or maybe she is, you know, maybe that's sort of taken the pressure off her if she's thinking more concerned about walking down the aisle than the fairway. I don't know, but that may be why she suddenly, you know, sort of looks a bit perkier, I think.
Yeah, I hope
she's,
so.
She's doing well. Yeah, yeah.
She does, she takes everything so hard on herself. Yeah, someone said on...
She really does.
Doesn't she? It's not that she's angry. It's just that she's so focused and she's, you know, telling herself off. And she's just trying to bear down and really do it. And I think some of that puts so much pressure on yourself. Others aren't. You are. And you can't get outside of your own way. You know, it's a tough place to be.
Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. But, you know, Mo Martin is sensational because, you know, she's got this bad thumb that was, you know, I think the joint capsule went after she won the British, and then she'd hoped to have a lovely year of being introduced as the British champion on the first tee. And I think she only played a couple more tournaments in 2014, and she was struggling with this injury. It didn't come right for a long time, but now she's still wearing a splint, and but it's, you know, it's feeling better all the time, and she just plays such a lovely, neat and well-organized game. But her, you know, her iron play is just sensational, because I've just been looking at the driving distance stats, and I was just looking from the bottom up out of interest, and there she is at 131 on the driving distance stats. You know, she's 214 yards.
Uh-huh.
For her drives in the second round. And, you know, that's nothing because you've got girls up there hitting 289 yards.
Exactly. She's always been a short hitter. She's 5'2". She doesn't get it that far, but she's so consistent and she's on it. She's always on it. It's really a miracle to see how she does so well against somebody like Stacey Lewis.
Oh, that's right. But she's number two in greens in regulation, which doesn't surprise me one bit.
Exactly.
Mo Martin.
Yes.
And you know, she brings up, she's very good natured. She's just taking it all in her stride, isn't she? I mean, she's not unlike Katrina Matthew, although Katrina hits a much longer ball. But Katrina is, you know, very, very cool on the course. And it's almost disconcerting to be beaten by somebody like Katrina, who never looks ruffled. You know, whatever you throw at her, she just carries on in the same way.
I think just a refresher for folks who may have forgotten, Katrina Matthew won this event in 2009, 11 weeks after giving birth to her daughter. That is
yes. A
phenomenal composure. Yes. Thank you so much.
I mean, it was extraordinary.
Yes, it was extraordinary. And it'd be great to see her. She wins. She's the oldest woman to win a major at 46. So
absolutely, yes.
I'm rooting her all the way. So who are you following tomorrow?
Well, I mean, it's rather a nice course for following a bit of everyone, you know. And so I'll probably start out with Katrina Matthew, and then I'll I'll definitely watch the leaders.
Yes.
So it'll be a lovely day for watching, and I think we're going to get some good weather too.
Well, it's going to be interesting because Arya Jutanugarn and Miriam Lee are together, and those two will be interesting with Mo Martin at Katrina Matthew. And Stacey Lewis and Lexi Thompson, they are going off in pairs, are they not?
Yes, they are, yes.
Those are great pairings with Kari Webb and Hana Zhang, Shenzhen Fong and Leona McGuire. And Louine Mayer, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Absolutely, it's always good talking with you. You know, all of the ins and outs, the different stories that we don't necessarily hear. And that's why we love talking with you. Thanks for being on the show. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back and find out what's going on with Mizuno Golf because they've been teasing us. They're teasing us with wedges. Chris Wildenrat will be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's
Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The signature, prime steak and seafood.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. And now, let's go find out what these guys are teasing us with. Chris Wildenrad, Territory Manager, Mizuno USA. I've been seeing all sorts of stuff on social media about the T7 Wedge, about the JPX 900. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danielle. I appreciate you having me on. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So I'm going to your page, Mizuno Golf, right? And
yes.
I'm looking at Hit It Farther with Boron. And I'm thinking, Boron, what makes Boron so cool?
It's a really unique element. Obviously, it's on the periodic table. And Boron doesn't really allow you to hit it farther. What Boron allows Mizuno to do is actually, it's incorporated into the 1025 Pure Select Mild Carbon Steel and actually allows us to create a stronger, thinner face. We can help redistribute weight around the golf club and redistribute weight to make it more forgiving and allow the face to be hotter.
You know, one thing about golf, if it doesn't fascinate you on one level, it'll encourage you to become science knowledgeable on another, right? I mean,
it's amazing. I will say, when we go to our meeting and you're listening to our engineers up there talking about the new products and all this, and in my head, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm glad they're up there and not me, because they are so much smarter. They're on another level.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
They're coming back from space with stuff that we're using, you know?
Yeah.
And it's taking the, I've always wondered, in 20 years of doing this show, or almost, it's like one, you say to yourself, okay, so what are they going to do next to make the equipment even more efficient in getting the ball from here to there?
Yeah.
And you don't think it's possible until then they've got, you know, this thing and that, and now, you know, boron and making the metal work better with the metallurgy of this industry is truly phenomenal. So let's go to this T7 Wedge that I'm looking on your Twitter page, the Mizuno Twitter page.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, okay, so what's up with this T7 Wedge? What's special about it?
Well, obviously
Can you talk?
Yeah, I can do a little tease on there. I mean, the first thing you see is it's blue. You know, Mizuno really embraces the color blue, and that's what, you know, we're bleeding blue, and that's who we are. And I will say there is boron in this wedge as well, which boron is used a little differently in this wedge. You know, you're not really trying to maximize distance with a wedge. So with this one, we do utilize boron. It's such a small amount. It's only about 3 particles per million. So it's very, very small. But really what it allows us to do is make the grooves last longer. So we're able to maintain the forged feel of the 1025E carbon steel, and we're able to make the grooves last longer. With a forged wedge, it does tend to wear a little bit quicker, and that's if you're playing a lot of golf, of course. But this boron now in this wedge will be, it's going to make the grooves last longer, so you don't have to go back and buy a wedge every 6 months or so, or year. Hopefully it's not that early, but.
Right. Well, see, with forged means that it's a softer metal. It's more pliable. You could actually, if you have forged clubs, you can go to your club fitter and say, you know, I need you to tweak this a little bit. Whereas using something that's not forged, you may break it because it doesn't have any give. So the forged club is a little bit more feel. It's sort of like Luke Donald plays these forged clubs. He's fabulous. He's a distance machine when it comes to wedges. He's just inside, and the idea that those grooves will last longer is great, because you need that feel to play those to play the ball and get the most out of what your wedges can do for you.
Right. Yeah. So we'll have the S5, which will be, it's our first blue wedge. There's a blue and a satin color.
Satin? And the, did you say satin?
Yeah, yeah, the white satin. So, and I think you'll really notice, you know, any player, whether you're an accomplished player or a higher handicap, if you do go and set these down and compare them with each other, I think you'll really notice a significant difference in head shape. Where the newer one, the T7, is going to have, you know, we're going to evolve the head shape through the set. So it's going to be offered in a wide variety of lofts. And the head shape actually evolves as you go from a lower lofted wedge, meaning like a 49, 50 degree wedge, all the way up through a 60. It's going to evolve slowly.
Wow.
So multiple bounces, multiple head shapes, and multiple colors.
Wow. Check it out. Yeah. I mean, he's telling us a lot more because, see, technically this doesn't happen until September 1st, right?
Correct. Well, yeah, there's a lot of exciting things going on with Mizuno right now. I'd encourage you know, your listeners to check out the Twitter page, golf_Mizuno. Definitely check that out. Check out the webpage. We're actually relaunching our webpage coming up in September. And we also had, I don't know if you, I know you probably haven't had time to watch the PGA Championship, but we had a commercial that aired this morning.
I didn't see it.
It's, and I'm sure it'll be posted, but it really is kind of focusing on, you know, what we have coming and all about Mizuno, that details matter with the product that we have.
So that's the one you were teasing us with yesterday. Watch Nick Faldo with the Faldo series tomorrow, CBS 1:30 Eastern.
Yes, so you saw that. Yeah, there's a little, I think it's about a 30-second commercial that it's kind of the same thing, a little teaser video, but it really just brings forth the details that Mizuno does focus on. You know, little things like the grooves or, you know, no upcharge custom shafts or grips, and just little details with this new line coming out that's going to be really, really set us apart from our competitors.
Can we get these clubs at the Aloha Golf Center, Las Vegas and Hawaii?
Please. That's where, go see Joey and the guys at Aloha Golf Center. They are extremely good at what they do, and that's where I think our brands really mesh well together, that details matter to them, not just head or shaft or grip, but it's a combination of everything and what's going to be best for you. So very exciting to have them on board, and they'll have it in their shops come that. The launch is September 16th, so they'll have the product right around then and maybe even a little earlier to demo.
Excellent.
So please go see those guys.
So what is the Mizuno JPX 900?
The JPX 900 is, obviously, it's out there, so you can see it. That's kind of our new headline of products to come. Again, the September 16th. So there's irons, there's woods, fairway woods, and hybrids.
I see. Okay, so it's all in that line that's coming out in September.
Correct.
So we've got the Mizuno JPX 900 includes everything, and then there's the S5 and the T7 wedges that are coming out in satin and blue.
Yes. I love it. Yeah.
Yes.
So I think you'll see a lot of clean, crisp, you know, lines from what a lot of people that maybe have played Mizuno in the past, and you'll see a lot of similar things, that just the looks, the feel, the appearance of everything, the sound will be very appealing to those players, not just your better players. You know, I really would encourage the mid to higher handicappers to go put these in their hands, go get fit by Aloha Golf Center and try them out, because it will change your game.
Awesome. Chris Wildenrath, Territory Manager, Mizuno USA, thank you for sharing the inside.
Hey, Danielle, thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome. Aloha.
Right.
We'll talk again.
Aloha. Have a great weekend.
You too. Okay.
Take care.
Bye. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back because Bob Bupka is at the PGA Championship, and we want to know what Bob sees, because, you know, somehow Bob always sees things that nobody else notices. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Liliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
On this gorgeous day in Hawaii, two major championships underway, the Rico Women's British and the PGA Championship. The Olympics, the Ryder Cup, the FedEx Cup, they're still ahead of us this year. It's only the end of July, and we're playing the final major of 2016 on the PGA Tour. Bob Bupka is the voice of golf. He's golf reporter for Talk Sport in the UK. He's the co-host of the Grill Room Golf Show on TuneIn and Talk Sport. And you can always listen to the Grill Room, just powered by Golf Week, on TuneIn Radio. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Well, Danielle, putting that bakery commercial right before I come on the air was not a nice thing to do.
Yes, you got to. When you come back, I'll bring Cocoa Puffs to Maui.
Cocoa Puffs.
Yes.
I may be on a flight Monday.
They're cream-filled and oso ono.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got a lot going on here, but mainly everybody's looking to the sky. We've had a weather warning sign posted around the golf course. That means that there is a threat of bad weather moving into the area. Janice Self just showed me on the radar that it looks pretty close, but that doesn't mean it's going to get here. Sometimes it stalls out. Sometimes it goes in another direction, but does have the potential to be one of the big stories here this afternoon.
You know, we can't catch a break. We're getting these wet courses for all the majors. It's really something, isn't it? It's like it becomes so easy for them, or I shouldn't say easy, to get it close to the hole. It's getting in the hole that seems to be the challenge for a lot of the guys.
Well, you're right about that, Danielle. I mean, this is an outstanding golf course that, Tillinghast designed it way back when. They brought in Robert Trent Jones Sr. Back in the 50s to, spruce it up a little bit, make it tougher, and he did toughen up the par three, fourth hole, and the members were really unhappy with the work that Mr. Jones did, so he came back to pay a site visit, and believe it or not, took one club with him down to that par three, took a bunch of the members to see what they were complaining about. He put a ball in the ground, teed it up, hit it in the hole for a hole in one, dropped the club, and said, "I don't think it's too tough, gentlemen."
Yeah.
Well,
there.
Wait a minute. Let me just say something. You may have heard a siren in the background.
Yes, I did.
That was not a police car coming to get me.
Okay.
Play has been suspended at Ballersroll. Our worst fear has just been realized.
You know, okay, this is the question I've wanted to ask you. What do these guys do when they're do they sit around and play cards? What do they do during a weather delay?
Well, you know, there's everybody has a different thing that they'd like to do. And of course, the first scenario that we'll witness is they're taken off the golf course. They'll be put in emergency transport vehicles around the golf course, and they'll be held in place. Unless the weather forecast is really dire, then they'll make the instant decision, bring the players in. Once they bring the players in, that normally means that we're going to have a 30-minute warm-up session once play is resumed. So it really gets messy if they have to bring them in. I haven't received word yet whether they're bringing them in or holding them in place. Jordan Spieth just finished the first hole, made a nice solid par there. Last thing he wanted to see was a weather delay, but it happens. You know, it's an outdoor sport. So we really can't complain if Mother Nature decides to play a hand.
Absolutely not. It just tells you whether you can adjust to the situation and still come back with your game. So I always wondered, if they're sitting, you said they're staying in place inside weatherproofed vehicles?
Yeah. Well, most cars are weatherproof. They're not sitting in convertibles.
They're in covered automobiles or
right.
Something to keep them safe and dry, but they're sitting. They're in that position. It's not really conducive to them getting up and moving again right away.
No, it's all predicated on what the rules officials deem the severity of the storm and the longevity of the storm. If it's something that they think is going to pass through in 10, 15, 20 minutes, they'll keep them in place. But from the looks of things, I'm seeing Jason Day heading back into the golf clubhouse. But, you know, he hadn't teed off yet. So we'll wait and see. Andrew Johnston, more affectionately known as Beef, the player that caused quite a stir over at the Open Championship, he's just piling into a van. I hope they have a couple of hamburgers in there for him because he just signed a huge Arby's deal, believe it or not, last Saturday. And the funny story, I had him on the air with me on Wednesday on Talk Sport out of London. And I said, "How was that signing?" He said, "Well, it was all right, Bob." He said, "They took me to one Arby's in Manhattan. They had me sit down and they had cameras rolling and they asked me to eat this big hamburger. And I woofed it down and we got up, got in the car, went to the second hamburger place. I sat down, whooped that one down. Then they took me to a third place, and they put another one in front of me, and he said, 'Wait a minute, I don't know if I can go for number three.'"
My God, and eat on command.
Yeah. Hey, but he's wearing the Arby's shirt now,
okay,
and it's gold letters on that Arby's. And I said, "Andrew, that's gold letters because of that gold they put in your pocket."
Yes.
I mean, he's just a great, great guy. And, you know, come to find out, I had his caddy, a longtime caddy when he was a youngster, on the air with us on Talk Sport. And he was telling about Andrew Johnston's mother, who works in the kitchen at the primary school where they went to. And Caddy's name was Steve. I'm sure that really interests the people of Hawaii.
Of course it does.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Steve. All right.
Yes.
But anyway, the caddy tells me, he says, "You know, Andrew Johnson's mother's nickname." I said, "What's that?" He says, "She's affectionately called as the dinner lady." I said, "Wait a minute. You can't write this stuff. The dinner lady has a son named Beef." So Andrew Johnston when he was on with me the other day, I'm kidding on the air about his mom being affectionately called as the dinner lady. And then when we get finished, he says, "Hey, Bob, I got to tell you something." I said, "What's that, Beep?" He says, "My mother's a vegetarian."
Wow. You can't make this up. This is amazing. That's
I'm not that good. I'm not that good, believe me.
This is so the dinner lady's the vegetarian, and she has a son who's the beef. Okay.
Right.
He really does have that naturalness, you know, and you just don't want that to go away.
Well, good point, Danielle. I mean, it's so refreshing. When he got off the air with us, he said, "Hey, thanks for having me on. Here at Ballers Roll, he's made so many new fans because he smiles at everybody. He acknowledges them. He's been signing a ton of autographs. I mean, he's really having a ball. And here's a youngster that his father was a club pro and passed away when Johnston was only 17 years old. So, I mean, he knows the value of life, and I don't think he's going to change. And I'm kind of hoping that more and more players will see how he's behaving and certainly follow suit a little bit.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it has to do with we've got this, the way we raise our junior golfers, they're schooled in how to behave in front of the media, how to answer questions. And I don't think Beef had that kind of experience in the UK. You know, it's not quite as systemized in the way they push their kids through the system. That's why a lot of the European kids come from wherever they happen to be, and they go to school in the United States, because on the college campuses there are the golf teams, and those golf teams teach them more than just how to play the game.
Yeah, good point there, Danielle. And but maybe it's a good thing that they're not taught over there in Europe, and just let them be natural. And, you know, obviously, and all your great listeners know, you know, bottom line, they're all just human beings. They, you know, they go to bed at night. They wake up in the morning just like the rest of us. I'm often asked, who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys? How many good guys are there? How many bad guys? And I say, you know, basically just envision a airplane full of people. On that plane, I can guarantee you there are a certain percentage of people that are really great people. There are a certain percentage of people that are not such great people. And most of them fall in the middle. They're not great. They're not ungreat.
Exactly.
But that's the way it is with professional golfers. They're human beings first. They're golfers second. And by the looks of the amount of people scurrying to get into the shelter of the media center, I'm assuming we got some pretty bad weather on the way here to Ballers Roll.
Ouch. Okay, so we've got Jimmy Walker, Robert Streb, Emiliano Grillo, Jason Day. They have not teed up yet, nor has Henrik Stenson, Martin Kaymer, Patrick Reed, Brooks Koepka. They're all the guys who are at the top of the leaderboard. And I think that pretty much, there's Hideki Matsuyama, Harris English, Ricky Fowler, and Jamie Donaldson. They've also not teed up yet. So we've got that group of guys at the top of the leaderboard still waiting to go out, and the weather has stopped us. Let me just ask you, the astronomer, Jimmy Walker, finally 65-66, really working hard on his game. He's been a little off lately. Have you had a chance to talk with him about what's brought him back to the top of the leaderboard here?
Well, you know, he's won five times on the PGA Tour, and you're right, he hasn't had the best of year. But, you know, he's a solid person, and ironically enough, we were talking about that huge telescope that he has positioned in New Mexico, which he can access through his computer no matter where he is. And when a lot of the professionals go back and turn on the TV set, he turns on his computer and you know, enjoys watching the stars. And I said to him, you know, "Jimmy, you've been spending a lot of time watching the stars. You have a good final 2 days here at Ballers Roll, and you will be a star."
Exactly. In the firmament. One final question, and this has to do with the Ryder Cup. And of course, you have written the Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event, and it was released in ebook edition by Diversion Books, updated and revised. Ryder Cup is coming up. Brooks Koepka, this young man desperately wants to be on that Ryder Cup team. What do you think his chances are?
Well, I think he's one heck of a player, and you know, Davis Love probably is going to have some tough decision coming down the stretch on who he's going to pick. I think Phil Mickelson has solidified his spot on the team. It's still wide open, and you know, Davis Love, I'm going to say it up front, months in advance of that Ryder Cup taking place, Danielle, going to be a lot of pressure on Davis Love. I mean, you lose once as a Ryder Cup captain, it can be accepted. But, you know, you go back and volunteer to be a captain again and you lose the second time, you're not going to get a third chance, and you're going to live with that the rest of your life that, you know, you're a two-time Ryder Cup captain that didn't get the job done. And Davis Love is such a great guy, and I hope that he does. I hope for, you know, a close battle when we get to Hazeltine. It's going to be a fantastic golf course. And I will say this much, you know, probably the people that are fortunate enough to live in Hawaii are some of the greatest golf fans in the world. But the people that live in Minnesota, even though you wouldn't think so, are truly lovers of the sport of golf. It's going to be a very, very exciting Ryder Cup.
You going to be there?
I definitely will be there.
I will experience it through you, Bob Bupka, voice of golf, golf reporter for Talk Sport in the UK, and co-host of the Grill Room Golf Show. Tune in or on Talk Sport. Thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure, and I'm going to run a hamburger down to Andrew Johnson right now. He looks a little hungry.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks,
aloha.
Danielle.
Aloha. Bye-bye. Mostly sunny skies in our forecast. Scattered showers, windward and mocha sections. The high today expected to be, 84 to 89. And the trades 15 to 20 miles an hour. Sure did rain last night, but that may be in the forecast again tonight with some cloudy periods and a little rain. Numerous showers is how, except on the leeward side where we'll have partly cloudy skies and scattered showers. And since the water falls and we get to drink it, nice to have those showers at night. I want to thank the people who make the golf club possible. It is, first off, our new sponsor, Raynor Doors. The overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security and safety for your business. Check out Raynor Doors. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, Golf Channel lead coach. He's at Ko'olina, and you need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Leviha Bakery, always perfect. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Leviha Bakery, at the counter or at the table. You know, I always feel at home at Leviha Bakery, and I always run into really cool people that I haven't seen. Oh, you're in from Molokai. Amazing. It's just like old times at Leviha Bakery. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, and I remember every one of them. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course. Kauai's South Shore gem. They've got tee times today, but what's really special in the summertime, Poipu Bay allows kids till 17 years of age to play for free if they're playing with a paying adult. So take your kids to play at Poipu Bay. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsman can turn your building, your company, whether it's, let's say, an aircraft, you have an aircraft company and you want to put those pavers down to make your runway. For your home project or whatever you're working on, you never know. Futura Stone, they make artwork. Only the best. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And the signature steak and seafood restaurant, Juicy Steak. Furukake ahi seared perfectly. Excellent wines. It's the signature vodka cocktail that was really cool. Finish it off with a Fuji apple pie a la mode on the 36th floor of the Ala Moana Hotel. It's the signature steak and seafood restaurant. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.